This morning we're going to be having one of our theme services. We'll start with the reading of Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. The theme of this service will be, Tell Me the Story of Jesus. And there'll be songs and passages related to the life of our Lord and Savior. In Isaiah 9, in verse 6, For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
Go to our Heavenly Father in a word of prayer. Let's pray. Our dear, merciful, kind, loving Heavenly Father, we come before your throne. Thankful, Father, that you would hear our prayers, that you would allow us to come to you, the Almighty Creator of all things, that you would be willing to hear our pleas and cries unto you. We're so thankful that we have this avenue of prayer, and we pray that we would put it to use regularly throughout each and every day of our lives, and that we would constantly come to you, realizing what a great avenue this is, what a strength and comfort it is. We're so thankful that we have this avenue. Father, we're so thankful we have the avenue of your communication back to us, your word, that we have it in a written form, that we don't have to guess. We don't have to wonder, was that you that was speaking to us? That we can know with all assurance when you do speak to us, and it's through your word that your Holy Spirit brought forth to us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us also desire to nourish ourselves as the pure milk of the word will, that we can have that communication from you, so that we can know what we should do, how we should act, and how the best way that our lives will be on this earth will be through your word. Father, we're thankful that we have this glorious morning now to come and to praise and worship you, that we have this facility that we can come to, that we can come together as a church, that we can worship you without having to be worried about anybody coming in and attacking us. And we know that this is a luxury that we have in this country, and that not all people have this great luxury. Help us not to become lazy in realizing that sometimes these luxuries can make us lazy. Let's always appreciate them for the great blessings that they are. And we pray for those who are less fortunate that don't have these opportunities. We pray for Harry, as he's about to leave in the near future to go to the Philippines. We pray that doors might be open, that hearts might be open to the word, that he might have great opportunity to spread the word, and that much good success would come from that, and that you'd keep him safe in his travels. Father, as we enter into this worship service, we pray that we would focus on this story, that we would realize that this is not a fairy tale, that this is the story, the history of the world, of your Son, Jesus Christ, and his sacrifice for us. That if anyone here would have been willing to live that life without sin, that he wouldn't have had to come. But because each one of us will choose or have chosen to sin and have sin in our lives, that it was necessary for him to come and to save us. Help us to realize that this sacrifice is for each one of us. Help us to realize the importance that it is. Father, we're so thankful for this great sacrifice that you gave, that you would be willing to give your Son for us, that you would consider us to be your children. It overwhelms us when we think of how much love you have for us, and how much love that your Son, Jesus Christ, would have for us, that He would be willing to be that sacrifice for us. Help us now as we worship You that we might realize what a great sacrifice it was and that we might appreciate it. Help us all to focus on these things that we read and these things that we sing, and that it would come up to You as a sweet savor. All these things we ask through Your Son and our Savior's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with the child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being just a man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary your wife. For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated, God with us.
My eyes have seen your glory. I have seen you walk down a dusty road. I have watched you stumble from my heavy load. in my heart I struggle, but I always do. The Holy Redeemer from heaven was you. My eyes have seen your glory. My hands have touched your face. My heart still burns within my breast from the warmth of your embrace. My eyes seen your glory. My life forever changed. And when this journey comes to an end, I'll rest in your endless grace. I have seen you heal the lame, the blind. I have watched your goodness so pure, so kind. In my heart I crumble when I watch you die, but now I rejoice, for I know you're alive. My eyes have seen your glory. My hands have touched your face. My heart still burns within my breast from the warmth of your embrace. My eyes have seen your glory. My life forever changed. And when this journey comes to an end, I'll rest in your endless grace.
Number 391. Savior, like a shepherd, lead us.
Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Much we need thy tender care. In thy pleasant pastures feed us. For all years thy folds repair. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us thine, we blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us thine, we are. We are thine, thou befriend us, be thy
112, teach me thy way.
They divided my garments among them. For my clothing they cast lots. Sitting down, they kept watch over him. And they put up over his head an accusation written against him, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then two robbers were crucified with him, one on the right and another on the left. Those who passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads and saying, You who destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you're the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise, the chief priests also mocking with the scribes and elders, saying, He saved others. Himself He cannot save. If He is the King of Israel, let Him now come down from the cross, and we will believe Him. He trusted in God. Let Him deliver Him now, if He will have Him. For He said, I am the Son of God. Even the robbers were crucified with Him and reviled Him with the same thing. Now from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was darkness over all the land. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some of those who stood there, when they heard that, said, This man is calling for Elijah. Immediately one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with sour wine and put it on a reed and offered him to drink. The rest said, Let him alone. Let us see if Elijah will come and save him. Jesus cried out again with a loud voice, and he yielded up his spirit. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from the top to the bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were split, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. Coming out of the grave after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. So when the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and the things that had happened, they feared greatly and said, Truly, this was the Son of God.
Number 158, Nailed to the Cross.
There was one who was willing to die in my stead, that a soul so unworthy might live. And the path to the cross he was willing to tread, sins of my life to forgive. They are nailed to the cross. They are nailed to the cross. Oh, how much he was willing to bear. With what anguish and loss Jesus went to the cross. But he carried my sins with him there. He is tender and loving and patient with me, while he cleanses my heart of its dross. But there's no condemnation, I know I am free, for my sins are all nailed to the cross. They are nailed to the cross. They are nailed to the cross. Oh, how much he was willing to bear. With what anguish and loss Jesus went to the cross, but he carried my sins with him there. I will cling to my Savior and never depart. I will joyfully journey each day with a song my lips and a song in my heart that my sins have been taken away. They are nailed to the cross. They are nailed to the cross. They realize much he was willing to bear. Jesus went to the cross, but he carried my sins with him there.
Number 385, what did he do? If it's convenient, please stand for this song as we sing all verses. Number 385, what did he do? Listen to our wondrous story, counted once among the lost. Yet one came down from heaven's glory, saving us at awful cost. Who saved us from eternal loss? What did he do? Where is he now? In heaven interceding. No angel could his place have taken, highest of the high though he, loved one on the cross forsaken, was one of the Godhead three, who saved us from eternal love. What did he do? Where is he now? In heaven interceding. Who will you surrender to this Savior? To his scepter humbly bow. You too shall come to know his favor. He will save you now. Who saved us from eternal loss? What did he do? Where is he now? In heaven interceding. Please be seated. Number 187. Number 187. Lord, make Calvary real to me.
Show me the cross of Calvary. Open my eyes to see thy dying form in agony. Lord, make it real to me. Lord, make Calvary real to me. Jesus dying in agony, thy great sacrifice let me see. Lord, make Calvary real to me. Show me the cross of Calvary. Open my ears to thy plea. Bowed is my heart as I it real to me. Lord, make Calvary real to me. Jesus dying in agony, thy great sacrifice let me see. Lord, make Calvary real to me.
Be reading from Luke 24, starting in verse 1. Now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb bringing the spices which they had prepared. But they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Then they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it happened, as they were greatly perplexed about this, that behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Then as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and on the third day rise again. And then they remembered his words. Then they returned from the tomb and told all these things to the 11, to all the rest. Dropping down to verse 44. Then he said to them, These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and the prophets, and the Psalms concerning me. And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. Then he said to them, Thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, that the repentance and the remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem.
Number 34, Worthy Art Thou.
O soul, worthy of praises, Christ our Redeemer, worthy of glory, honor, and power, worthy of all our soul's adoration, worthy art thou, worthy art thou, worthy of riches, blessings, worthy of wisdom, glory, and power, worthy of earth and heaven's thanksgiving, worthy art thou, worthy art thou. Lift up the voice in praise and devotion, saints of all earth, before him to bow. Angels in heaven worship him, saying, Worthy art thou, worthy art thou, worthy of riches, blessings, and honor, worthy of wisdom, glory, and power, worthy of earth and heaven's thanksgiving. Worthy art thou, worthy art thou. Lord, may we come before thee with singing, filled with thy spirit, wisdom, and power. May we ascribe thee glory and honor. Worthy art thou, worthy art thou. Worthy of riches, blessings, and honor. Worthy of wisdom, glory, and power. Worthy of earth and heaven's thanksgiving. Worthy art thou, worthy art thou.
Number 41. Bear us, Lord Jesus. Do. In the supplement. There's something about that name. Song is number 488. After we sing this song, we'll be led in a prayer and then dismissed to classes at the top of the hour. Number 488, Jesus Paid It All.
I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed.
small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin hath left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Lord, now indeed I find thy power and thine alone. Can change the leper's spots and melt the heart of stone. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin has left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. And when before the throne I stand in him complete, Jesus died my soul to save. My lips shall still repeat, Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.
Please pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day that you have blessed us with. Thank you for giving us this opportunity to come here and to worship you. Please be with us as we dismiss to our classes, and that the teachers might have a ready recollection of what they prepared, and that it'll be in accordance with your word. Thank you for giving your son as the ultimate sacrifice and giving us a hope of being in heaven with you. Thank you for all of our many blessings, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.